Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? Another day in the cult. It's good to see you guys. Comedian Neil Wood in the studio. Let's bring in the old co-host. Get the old co-host in here. There he is, Adam Nutter on screen.
Yo.
What's up, podcast people?
What's up?
Our diligent followers.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see you.
All should we,
you guys.
Should we,
shout out to Morgan.
Yeah.
Saying,
Tyler.
Shout out to Tyler, what's up? No, Morgan's a real person, but yeah. I think they just found our podcast. They found us on Kill Tony. They found us.
Oh my God, it's going back a few years, huh?
Yeah. They were like, "You're really funny," and they kept saying I was also attractive, which is very nice for Morgan to say. But and I think you were attractive too, dude. They were. Like,
I can't approve or deny that. I can't confirm or deny that.
Bring up the Texas. Ted, bring it up for the court. How dare you? Yeah, no, they were like, you know, you're attractive, you know, which was nice, but they're funny. And I was like, oh yeah, that's us. And they're like, you have a podcast? I was like, oh, you want to join the cult? Get in here.
Yeah.
You know.
We will touch your butt.
We won't touch your butt. You know, I took down all their credit card information, their passports
good.
And stuff. So we have
social?
Everything on them. Yeah, social, everything.
Good.
You know,
I need that.
All that stuff. We need that for just our record keeping.
Yeah. We're not going to do anything nefarious with it.
No.
I would never.
No. I would never do that. It's just for us. It's just for us to have. Just know what you're up to. You know, got your bank account information, all that kind of stuff. It's just something we need to really let the comedy come through us for you to really experience. You know, it's just the things that we need.
The money powers me, like Magic Johnson in his AIDS.
What did you say?
Money powers you. You know, you get powers from money. We all know that.
That is true.
Magic Johnson is still alive because of money, and we also get funny because of money. So every powers differ.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's we talk about this all the time, the power of the greenback that fuels us. And if we don't have it, then we're not able to really access our funny and, you know, really squat over the people that want to see the funny and give them that funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't be selfish. This is really their fault at this point.
If you think about it in
really,
that way,
I will not take any responsibility.
It's really you guys, kind of. And if anything's glitchy right now, I think we're fine. But
I think we're fine. I don't think it's glitchy.
I'm hearing glitchiness. I'm hearing you. Yeah, you're probably. But it's fine. We're going to roll through. You know,
I think we're fine.
The tech gods today. We didn't pray enough. We didn't sacrifice any members this month.
No members.
I don't think we fought one follower that we usually sacrifice at least one or two followers. Sacrifice isn't what you think it is. But, you know, we usually sacrifice one or two just to kind of to the tech gods so that they favor our streams.
Now, I know you're thinking like, oh, sacrifice. Well, if you're not saying, you know, death, you'll never see your family again, though. Like, just keep that in mind. You will not see your family again. So.
Well, yeah, they're in a holding facility already, you know.
You'll be alive.
Yeah. We just need you to focus.
Yeah. Right?
That's what you said when you started that program. You were like, yeah, we just need them to focus, and I think their family's kind of getting in the way.
Too many outside influences. I get the whole why priests can't marry thing, you know?
Yeah.
Outside distractions.
It's outside. We gotta focus in.
Streamline that.
You know what I mean? Not the macro. We need the micro view for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like our that comes with never seeing your family again and not a lot of food and stuff. But that's focus. Too much food makes you lazy.
Yeah, we like to say it's a diet program that we do. You know what I mean? It's for your benefit. It's to make you healthy.
Everyone has to weigh my weight. No one can weigh above or below my weight.
Around roughly 160. It doesn't matter how big or small you are in terms of stature. You're going to have to be you have to get to 160.
So yeah, figure it out.
If you're 120, we're giving you more food. We're doing, right. like frog waff or ducks. We got to just pump and milk into you, just butter.
I mean, let's put it this way. You're not leaving that facility unless you hit around 160, 165. So figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to be in there for a while. And again, is it fun? That's really up to you. Is your time, are you going to make your time fun in there? That's not our problem. It's your problem.
Yeah, what you do with it, right?
Right.
That's what, put it. It's what you do with your time in that facility as one of our diligent followers and the followers of this podcast.
We like to lead from the front here in the Cult of Us.
Every time, dude. Just leader. We're leaders first.
Through and through.
If anything, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a day that I didn't wasn't like, hey, we're not crushing it today on leadership. Yeah.
In fact, I'm getting tired of looking around behind me and going like, catch up to where I'm at. Like, you know?
It's a problem.
Like, it's a problem. It's tiring.
It's very tiring. It's exhausting. The fact that, so many people are not bringing the money, or maybe not having, I don't feel good about your social, giving my social security cards out. I'm just like, listen, do you want us to be funny?
Yeah.
That's just, do you believe in us?
Also, it's not a question. Give me your, give it to me. Cause there's consequences.
Locked. Yeah.
And I'm not saying what they are, but there are consequences.
The door's locked. Where are you going to go really at this point?
Right. I like to always instruct people. Do you ever see The Bronx Tale? Now as you can't leave. Just think of that scene. And that's kind of what we got going on,
Yeah, for fans.
Right.
Right? Like, they're fans of us, and we're helping them become bigger fans of
us.
Really, if you think about
it. And by the way, no sexual assault at all. So that's also
I don't even
positive.
Know why you keep bringing it up.
I don't know why either.
I
say there's none.
No.
Right. I'm reaffirming. Yeah, there's absolutely zero.
Yeah, yeah.
But we
do none of it.
But just watch your ass,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just watch your ass.
Yeah. Keep a mirror on that bad boy.
Yeah.
Quick prayer. Let me just grab you. You grab me first. Gotcha. And I just go bless. Just go bless. Just on three.
Bless.
One,
okay.
Two, three. Bless.
Bless.
There we go. Perfect.
Got it.
Perfect timing. Perfect time.
Nailed it.
Could not match it up. Couldn't match it up, and that's fine. You grab my balls virtually. I grab your balls.
Do we need to give we need to give a quick prayer to all the Eagles fans out there who listen to this fucking show?
They need it.
Let's go fucking Chiefs, baby! Whoa, I'm so happy. I won so much money, dude. I won literally almost $1,000.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, fucking crushed it.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, don't ever step foot in my house again, but that's just a normal thing.
Yeah. I was, as a Giants fan living out here, I tweeted this out. By the way, this is how superstitious I am. I wanted to talk shit so much in the last 2 minutes of the game. And I was like, I'm going to wait till the double zeros hit before I start. Because I was like, that's going to be on Twitter forever. But my whole point was, I can't be a Giants fan living in the burbs of Philly again for another year of a Super Bowl victory. Like, I did that already. It was miserable. Can't do it. And then thank you, Kansas City. I am now, they're my second favorite team. Kansas City is my second favorite football team. Thank you, Kansas City. Yeah.
Yeah, it's already really understood. And Philly's not doing itself any favors.
They flipped the car.
They flipped a car. Like, it was, I was looking over, and it's one of those things where I'm and I've already talked about this already. Like, stop saying we need this. Stop saying it. It's sad. It's so sad when Phillies fans are like, you guys are acting crazy. Go and vote. Get involved in your community.
Man, hold on.
City Hall.
Just going to take you one step. You already won one. Recently, in 4 years, 5 years ago.
Totally. They kept saying we need this, it's gonna fix something, and they were acting as if they don't you know, like they really, it wasn't about like the players' work ethic. They were acting, the fans were acting as if they, as usual, they were acting, but they were too much. It was the problem of like, I know most fans, they get involved with their team. They love them. They feel like they did something. Like I watched everything and, you know, I did, which is somewhat normal in a way.
I do it with the Giants. I say we all the time.
I know. But the Philly, it went too far. It went so far. They were flipping a car before, which
before the game was over.
That was like, I don't even know if it had started. It looked like it was daylight.
It was daylight, bro. Yeah. And the game's in the West Coast. Yeah. So it was daylight here.
I was very, needs to say, very disappointed in just the fans overall. I mean, you know, but, I feel like you should feel disappointment as well. Like, there was a lot of shit talking going on. And people all over, sports fans all over, like, you guys talked a lot of shit. And now all those tweets and messages are strangely missing. That's so strange how been deleted.
Again, this isn't a sports podcast, but just real quick backstory for.
This is a culture podcast.
This is a culture podcast. So, real quick backstory, like, people, you know, Eagles fans are you like Eagles fans might be the most biased fans in the like they'll never admit like a wrong. So like I'm a Giants fan, but I'm very openly honest. I'm like, listen, our quarterback is very average. We had a pretty good year, didn't think we would. Like our quarterback's great, and it ends there. Like I'm very honest where our team is. Talk to Eagles fans. I'm like, yo, Jalen Hurts isn't that good of a thrower, like as a quarterback. He's a very good, like, you know, athlete, and like he's getting better as a quarterback, I guess. But like, let's be honest, he's not winning games with his arm. They're like, no, he's a lot better than. It's like, dude, like there's zero like criticism for Eagles fan. So all 2 weeks, I'm like, you know, the Eagles had the third. This is technically accurate, like statistically, the third easiest path to the Super Bowl ever.
Right.
They played no one of talent all year, pretty much. Okay. They played no elite quarterback. So it's like, well, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, like, you know. So they get there, and then every fucking announcer before the game, like every, it was like Eagles by this, Eagles, Fox broadcaster, Jimmy John, all of them said the Eagles. I was like, that's it. That's the death blow right there. That's like a sports superstition 101. If before the game, everyone's like Jets to win or whatever, they're losing 100% of the time for sure.
Yeah,
I saw that. I was like, oh shit. I'm like, the Chiefs might win this shit.
By the very nature of it. It's too far into the actual, like, the oeuvre of the world. You're messing up this, like, the unconscious nature of the world by saying it too many times. Yeah, the shit talking is what, like, I hate to say this to an entire group of people, but, like, pretend like we've been there before, because we have.
Twice.
Chill out. Chill the fuck out, dude. Like,
yeah.
Flip a car, maybe after. Let's go to just normal rioting. Let's
right. I'm for that. I'm all for flipping cars if you
or
win.
Do I think it's moronic? Absolutely. Do I think that we need to get back to just normal rioting? 100%. Like, you guys were acting a little crazy. Now, listen, I'm saying I love to see the passion, but, like, you cannot do this. So if next year, if we get to the same place again, like, I hope that the city has learned a lesson. Because it wasn't anything other than, honestly, and people are talking about the calls. You know, I watched the whole game. You know, there was kind of a back and forth. There was one call that was kind of favored, you know, them, Chiefs early on. The other one was like more Eagles. Was he inside? Possession of the ball. You know, like we kind of had two of those that were back and forth. Towards the end, I know it sucked, but I was like, we had too many errors. Like at the end of the game. And I only watch football. I mean, I understand football, you know, a decent amount, but like Adam knows, not the, you know, the biggest fan. So, but I understand the game. I'm like, we're making errors, man. You have too many fumbles. Like Chiefs are just sitting there just trying to execute and really just not having a ton of errors. And at the end of the game, it's just
they had
like,
done.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, that Jalen Hurts fumble when he just dropped the ball and they scooped. That was it. I'm telling you, that changed the tide of the whole fucking game right there. It was wild. Yeah. You just saw it like in the sales in the you know, like it just.
Yeah, it's too that close. And, you know, it's whatever. You know, it's all. It is what it is. But it's the shit talk. When that stuff happens, you know, if we came in there a little more casual, a little more like, just like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a good game either way. Maybe let's not flip a car just yet. you know what I mean? Someone was already on a pole or whatever. You're like,
of course, yeah. The greasing the poles does not work.
No. I think we're made of Teflon or something, or adhesive or sticky glue or slime that's on everything. I don't know what we're doing to our bodies.
Dude, to add to your point about, like, the audacity of, like, Philly fans and stuff like that, as soon as there's that defensive holding call at the end of the game. Right. Every Philly fan on Twitter was like, fucking refs, James Bradberry, the cornerback who held him.
Who admitted, yeah.
After the game, he was like, no, I held him. It's like, yeah, we all, I played safety my whole life. Right. If you do that, that's 100% a ref will call that 100%. You saw him tug his jersey once, and then when he went to go upfield during that wheel route, he tugged him again. Yeah. He held him twice in one play. It's like, hey, listen, stop lying. You saw, we all saw it. It's like, yeah. Clear as fucking day. It's fucking, it was annoying. But
I hope we learned something.
I don't think they'll be back in like 10, I think they're fucked for a while. They both lost coordinators. They both went to different teams. They both one's a coach of the Colts now. I think the other's gonna be the coach somewhere else.
I guess. Oh man, how about just the entire experience of the Super Bowl? Ugh, God, it sucked.
There's so many celebrities.
Game was
there.
Good. I'm saying
the
that
game was great.
I was like waiting. I was like, get the game started.
Yeah, the game was great.
Your commercials are garbage.
Weren't good.
Lost the entire through. Well. And I'll give it to what's her name. I mean, the performance was like, what if she's pregnant, which is like, cool, whatever. I don't care. Yeah, but, you know, it was like, all right, cool, up on platforms, fun. She did like her thing, but it wasn't, you know, it was whatever. You know, I don't know if she, I think she was just like, I'm going up, pregos. I'll be up on platforms risking this baby's life. I love it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That was nuts.
I love that.
Do you see the guy almost fall off the platform? No. They were playing that back, like SportsCenter and shit was playing about. The guy's up there dancing, and like he slips, and you see him like catch himself. And I'm like,
no.
Well, that would have been dead. That's like a 50-foot drop.
But yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude, it would have been great. Yeah, I know.
Dude, he looks like the cover of fucking NSYNC, no strings attached.
Yeah, just swinging from the fucking platform, like just a little kid in a harness. Like, hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Do you think he would have kept his professionalism and just kept 13s while hanging?
Trying to get
like that.
The people at home, we are imagining that this guy's dangling, still trying to get the cord.
Think of a marionette.
Yeah, yeah. Just a lizard in their hands. I don't know, man. Yeah, it was up, but man, it was dragging. I was like, let's get this game going, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Commercials suck.
They did 14 pre-songs. Like before the fucking game, it's like, how about we just cut this back? This is so long. It's fucking crazy.
The fucking armed forces need to get jerked off.
Oh, the propaganda has to be pushed through.
What does this have to do with any of it?
Like, nothing. If you ever learned the history of it, it's pretty. The military one day was like, you want money? NFL, and the NFL was like, we do, and they're like, great. That's how it all started.
Great. Yeah. There's people out there. Patriotism. I'm just saying is that we don't do this for anything else.
It's straight like a psyop of like the military. Like straight like no, you like look into it. It's like it's like straight up that's what it was. There's zero reason for that ever. It's dumb. Though the best is you see the Pat Tillman commercial?
I watched everything. I only grabbed in between grabbing wings or whatever. I might have missed it.
This is how much I just fucking hate everything and like just reality. They're like, Pat Tillman risked his life to say, I'm like, you killed him. You shot him in the head. Shut up. it's so annoying, dude. I was sitting there yelling at my TV. I was yelling at my TV. It was me and my friend Dan. And he's like, look, I'm like, I'll explain later.
Yeah, because that was that Gulf War or was that?
No, that was the second.
Oh, okay. So the illegal war that we were involved in? Do you mean that one?
We name them. Which one?
Yeah.
Which one?
We're talking ISIS times. We're talking ISIS times.
Oh, wait, no. First one. I'm sorry. Sorry. Idiot. 9/11.
Okay. So Afghanistan.
Sorry. Idiot. 9/11. Yeah. I'm thinking of 08. Okay. 03, I mean. That was 03. Yeah. So 9/11. The 9/11 one. Yeah.
That we did. The fake.
Yeah.
That we all did. And then he got killed in it.
Yeah.
You all keep trying to that one.
You covered up. You tried to cover it up and you shot him in the head. Friendly fire.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how we have to sit there and be like, I don't know, maybe you guys should stop with the whole war thing. kind of just pretended that there was missiles and stuff. In place.
Hey, guys, go to the porcupine for this.
Sure. Well, it leads us into our thing. We are starting a war with Canada. I forgot to say the podcast itself.
I would love a war with Canada. First of all, I think I could single-handedly take at least a third of Canada.
Okay, so you hear that. I was going to say, unless they put some shows in Vancouver, Toronto, of course, unless we do either of those venues, you know, I'm just letting you know, you're on notice. It's on site. If I see Canadians and we do shows in your city soon, we kind of know where you stand, right? That's pretty much where it's at. So, but we will be starting a war. We heard that they have weapons.
Hockey sticks and pucks?
Oh man, they're not allowed to have those. Yeah, yeah. So you gotta like the Eagles. So since you don't, you have to like, you know, I just turned it that way. You have to like the Eagles. So you kind of don't, and that's an issue for us. Really,
you don't root for the birds here.
Yeah, you don't root for the birds or the Giants. So we have an issue. So
yeah, Toronto, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vancouver, you're on notice.
I'll say this cult bleeds green and blue.
Yeah, yeah, it's an issue. So. But we'll be at it. But yeah, man, the commercials sucked. They're trying to rebrand Jesus.
Yeah, isn't that wild? How yeah. First of all, we should add a commercial. Yeah, we got $7 million for I think a 30-second commercial. Or
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Get it together. Okay, so we got to get a couple more people. Get there, mm-hmm. Get them in.
Guys, join the Patreon. Patreon.com/cultofus.
One or two more, and I think we're almost there. So
we're almost there. We're a few short.
What are our commercial be? What do you think? What should our commercial be?
Oh, see, it's like, should we do it like a straight like Steve Jobs ish? Like we're both in a thing of like black turtlenecks, like trying to pitch it.
I like us. Yeah.
Or just us blatantly being like, join our cult, give us money. You won't like it, but we will.
We could go with that. I'd love to go with a sad one.
Like a Sarah McLachlan. Hey, listen, we're throwing $7 million out there. I'm pretty sure we get Sarah to the Arms of the Angel song behind
us. Do one. They had like 9 dog commercials talking about how it sucks that dogs die.
It does, but it's no one's sadder if we die.
Totally. And also, it's sad because you're trying to just wiggle in a product into it. Like, isn't it sad that your dog dies? Progressive Insurance. It's like,
yeah, dude. Hey, yeah, that dog, the Alt Labs commercial. Yeah, is that what you're talking about? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We do one of those.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Because this, well, maybe not.
We'll get Pinto.
Hold on, I don't know what they were selling, and I'll tell you why. the commercial came on. I guess I was here with my friend Dan. I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, this dog, I love dogs. It's a great dog commercial. And then the dog's getting older, right. And it's getting older. I'm like, is this dog gonna? They're gonna kill this dog? And I went, listen to me. I looked at him and said, I'm gonna have to go to the kitchen because this dog dies. I'm gonna cry here, right? So I'm gonna just walk away. And then take myself out of this whole scenario. And I did. I just walked and got food in the kitchen. Yeah. Just removed myself.
2 seconds in, I was like, this dog's dead. I knew immediately. I was like, puppy commercial.
Dog didn't die though, right?
No. It's just laying in bed next in between like the
babies. Yeah, because I came back and I was like, did they kill me?
And she's just looking at it and she's tearing up. And I'm like,
fuck, good thing I'm good. Yeah, I'm so happy I walked away from that commercial. I would have cried for sure. Yeah. It was, 100%.
I was like, why are you doing it? I was like, and also in the heyday of those commercials, they would have killed that dog.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They would have done.
I think you're right. They would have.
It would have been an empty bed, but the kid's older and a new puppy comes in the room.
I've been noticing lately. Yeah,
that would have been it.
No, you're right. Because I've been noticing lately commercials that they've been doing that with aging dogs. They never kill the dog, but they used to.
Yeah.
In the 90s, that dog was fucking dead. Dead.
Absolutely.
Now they're like people. I think are crying, and we're like, yeah, "We are stop killing dogs."
Stop killing dogs.
Like, what is wrong with you? It's like marketing showed that people are sad when dogs die. It's like,
it's crazy. It's so strange,
weird. Cats though, feel nothing.
I can't do that. Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, we could do a commercial.
Like this cat died. I'm like, you just saved 30 billion mammals.
You just helped out a shit ton of birds.
Birds and ground dwelling birds and
a cat goes outside once. Just know it's a serial killer. It's a fucking serial killer.
Immediately.
So we've talked about this, man. But I'm surprised we don't have any ASPCA sponsors or anything like that. Letting them know that their cat.
Not like advocating to save him. saying they're murderers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I hated all the commercials were garbage.
Not good.
It was just, there was nothing. Hey, dude, we lost the clever. I did catch the one Geico or Safed Auto, I think, or Geico with Tommy Pope. That was cool. That was just fun.
I didn't even see that.
I know. I missed it in the thing somehow. I don't know if it wasn't. Maybe
because I would have been like, it's Tommy or something. I didn't see that at all.
I'm like, hey, I know you. Like, you know, just in terms of like,
did you fucking Gillis was at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they were all
Gillis and Jay and cool. Bert.
Fuck. Well, I wish that they won.
Well,
it had to be tough to go see the loss, but
yeah. And they're like, what was this the first time?
Yeah, Soder. I think he had the same experience. Yeah,
Well, Soder's a 49ers fan.
I know, but he has, he went to the Super Bowl when they made it.
And they lost to the Chiefs. Wow, the Chiefs are just dream ruiners.
But it had to be cool to just go.
Yeah.
Obviously, that had to be a sweet thing. You'd go, right? The Giants.
So I was just going to ask you. So I was talking about that with my buddy last night. Yeah. And I was like, he was like, would you go if the Giants made it? And like, well, first of all, I was an adult both times they made it, right? Like in recent memory. And I was just thinking to myself, like, yeah, well, all right, what's stopping me then? I was like, oh, yeah, fuck that. Like, it's so expensive, dude. And I have more money now than I did back then, but, like, it's still, like, not even close to, like...
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Even if you got free tickets...
Right.
Okay, great. You know how much the hotel is for Super Bowl week? They fucking overcharge. Like, it's almost as much as the tickets. Right. And then the flight, they upcharge the flight, too, for, like, that weekend. Because they know where it's going to be, like, fucking 10 years in advance, right? Like, the Super Bowl is, like, planned out. So every city knows, and, like, if you go, like, February 10th or that weekend or February 12th, whatever, every airline's, like, $800 for one way. And you're like, fuck you. Like, yeah, it's not, you know. So it's, like, would I go, like...
Yeah, it's $5,000-$6,000 if you could get the tickets with, like...
Free!
Like,
right.
Free.
So I'm saying, I bet you that's a $10,000 to $15,000.
I don't know. Do they ever weekend. Do it in? Do they ever do it on the East Coast, like New York?
So they did it one time when MetLife opened, and that was when the Broncos played the Panthers.
You'd go
I think.
Then, obviously.
Well, you I didn't go that time.
No, you didn't go that time.
That was recently too. I was an adult.
Damn.
No, because it
Why
was.
Didn't you go that?
I looked into it. It was just so fucking expensive.
Oh wow!
The tickets were so fucking expensive. I was like, yeah, I can't justify. And I was. That was also. I was like 2000 like. 12 or so, or 30, whatever the fuck that was. Like, I was like, you know, that was a wild.
I would be having flashbacks to like basically every time my mom or my sister, my family went places where you're like, you're going someplace and it's the movies or an amusement park, and you're just everyone's just on high alert because they're like, spend nothing. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to bring in food into the hotel. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got
just scavenging out of fucking trash
bags.
Cans.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy threw out a perfectly half good hamburger.
Look at
this. He out of his mind.
Look at this rich piece of shit throwing out half his wings. You
and half a Coke?
Some of these.
A whole half a Coke.
Man, must be nice. Must be nice, buddy. Must be nice. My kid's over here with ham and cheeses from Acme. This is terrible.
Just warm ham, pocket ham and cheeses. Oh, yeah. Oh, ever eat a pocket ham and cheese? Oh, nothing more like you feel like poor white trash than pocket ham and cheese and pocket PB&Js.
I don't know if it's my mouth or the way I chew, but I will say, I remember those sandwiches and white bread. Wonder bread, like Wonder bread, white bread, like that kind of thing. I don't know if it's my trash mouth or I took too big a bites. I would sometimes get it where I would plaster a ham and cheese to the roof of my mouth.
Oh, see, buddy, what that is that's just, Wonder bread not being real bread.
Right.
That's what that is.
It just immediately folds, and my tongue's like, I just cannot
like a,
get
you're
it
You're like
down.
A fucking dog trying to eat peanut butter. You're like.
It's just it still happens. I every once in a while I'll buy like a not Wonder Bread, but like I'll buy something that's just like white bread. I rarely get it because I usually just get a nice fluffy wheat bread. We figured out wheat breads now.
Right,
you toast
it's
it, you have fun with it.
So good.
Yeah. So,
you know, any new listeners, when I was a kid, my parents were like.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do if you had to go to? You were going to the Super Bowl, but you what would your parents do? You were going to the Super Bowl. Just pitch it to me like that.
Okay,
be like
easy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have free tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, the tickets had to be free. So for starting there, free tickets to the Super Bowl for my parents.
You brought
back
your
then.
Cola can if this is like 6 months. You brought your cola can for half.
So
off.
My mom used to make. Dude, I have. Oh my gosh, bringing back like a gag memories because this is like you know you hate as a kid. My mom used to make me. Jelly and cream cheese sandwiches.
Oh, dude. No. Jelly and cream cheese sandwiches. To travel? To travel with.
Definitely. I'm just making sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure it's cream cheese.
To travel with is a nightmare.
She would put.
That's
dude,
insane.
To my lunches in school.
There's no. That's
also.
Insane.
So, yeah. That's so, she. And field trip. She would wrap it in like aluminum foil. No. And like put it like in a little maybe an ice pack, I think.
She hates you. She hated you.
Well, yeah.
She did not respect you.
It's like in the know what it's like because again, we grew up like lower middle class. And my dad didn't like get a better job until I was like in high school. Right. Okay. So like we really weren't like well off until and then he lost that job and when I was an adult. So it's like
I started in an apartment, so I feel you.
Yeah, yeah. But like So, like, all the lunches and stuff for other kids, like, they were getting, like, Lunchables and, like, good stuff. And I'd be like, P PB&J, like a smush PB&J that doesn't taste good somehow. Like, you know, it's right. I would get the same shit. So if I'm going to the Super Bowl, and back then, cream cheese and jelly sandwich, for sure. I want to call him and be like, yo, was it? Because now I'm saying it, and like that couldn't be it. But I think it was.
Past it, though. The combo sounds like something a mother would have concocted. Don't do it. God, all right.
Let's call real quick.
No, but like it sounds like something a mother would have concocted. Do you know what I mean?
You
jelly
hear this?
And yes, jelly and cream cheese.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good. So you're on the podcast, real quick. I have a question.
I'm on the podcast.
Yes, okay. Right now I have a question.
Okay.
When I was a child, and used to make me lunch sandwiches for school or whatever, or traveling, field trips, whatever. Did you used to make me jelly and cream cheese sandwiches?
No.
What was it? I don't believe you. I think it was.
Peanut butter and jelly.
No. There was a jelly and something else sandwich you would make me. I'm positive.
Oh, probably was cream cheese, yeah.
Okay. It was, right? Oh, I wasn't probably, making that up.
If it wasn't peanut butter and cream cheese, it was...
definitely not peanut butter. I never had peanut butter and cream cheese in my life. That wasn't it. I think it was jelly and cream cheese, right?
No, you're not insane. You're not out of your mind.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mrs. Nutter.
Neil all says right. Thank you. We were just confirming something from my childhood. Okay.
It's interesting.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too.
Bye. Okay. She doesn't love me. That was a lie. That was a lie.
Not even a little. Dave, she tried to walk that back. She was like, no, peanut butter and jelly. You're like, no. No.
By the way. White. Yeah.
There was a white in there.
I'm not that like brain dead. Like I know the difference between because I know she also made no, she's not lying. Like she did make me a lot of peanut butter and jellies too, for sure. Like that was definitely a staple of my childhood.
Of course.
But that crazy bitch also made me fucking cream cheese and jelly. I knew it. I fucking you know how I knew it and I wasn't gonna let her go with that because I could taste it in my throat right now.
Right.
You know I could taste it. And I was like no.
It's a strange because it's so many things could go wrong. It's in tinfoil. You got heat exposure.
It's all consistency, also.
Yeah, then we're talking. It's not even like a toasted situation, so everything is just.
I was just gonna say, dude, if the bread was toasted, I could understand it. By the way, more not under a little more, I could understand it.
Like everything is just off. It's so much milk. Like it's so much cream. Like we're talking like a chocolate milk. Is she throwing a milk in that thing? You're just getting a water. What are you doing for a drink? Soda, I can't even remember. High C, or
probably
like
fruit. Some sort of fruit punches and stuff. That's what I had it with.
Fruit
been.
Punch pouch.
Honestly, right. I was probably so blown away by that sandwich. So everything else around it, just like fucking, it was a tunnel vision. That sandwich.
Just there's a Jewish mother somewhere being like, hell yeah, like it's cream cheese. Like she's like, I would put latkes on that bitch.
And like all the other kids are getting like snack packs and shit, and I was just like, oh fucking goldfish in a bag.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like it was. This was more like sporting events for school. My mom was nice enough to. I did buy. Like she was like, no, I work. I'll give you a couple of. It was like $3. So it was not. And she felt bad, you know, for the situation or whatever. So and by then, when I came along and I was in high school, in like seventh, eighth grade stuff, she was just like, listen, we could do. You know, if you want to make a lunch or we can put a lunch together, that's fine. I'll try to do it sometimes. But more often than not. It's like, hey, here you go. Take this if you have money for lunch.
That was high school. High school, I like that was pretty much, you know. But I'm talking about like
which was nice.
Kid, you know, like when we were kids. That was a nightmare. Fucking nightmare, dude. So and it's so embarrassing because you're like, am I poor? Like you don't really know what poor is when you're like that young. But you're like, why don't I have the stuff that the other kids have? Like that's all I kept thinking. Like you know what I'm saying? It's like.
But fuck those other kids. But yeah, I get it. It's just more the mixture. The PB&J, there's nothing wrong with it. I like it. Especially if your mom cares. Maybe every once in a while, you know, I don't know how, you know, on the pricing, but maybe we mix in a peach. Maybe we mix in like a peach jelly or like, you know what I mean? You can change up flavors. Because I know
peach
just mom.
Jelly? God, you know it was great.
I will tell you this. This is the problem with PB&Js, which I realized as I got older. I was like, yeah, there's like, I don't know, maybe jelly technology just got so much better. You could do an apricot. You could do a peach.
I do so
you
many.
You could do all the different ones.
In my fridge right now, I have a cherry.
Grape, like,
I have a peach.
All the time. Yeah,
yeah right.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
You know what I mean? You could.
Apricot's good.
Yeah. You could just throw stuff in there. And the kid would be like, oh, like, I'm dumb. Like, yeah, sure. I'd be like, what? Oh, it's a different one. Yay. Mind you, Fluff and Utter was where it started to get bad because my mom was just like, oh, we'll buy Fluff. I was like, I think I have a weight problem. I think think we need to, like, I'm eating way too many Fluffers.
Yeah,
I'm,
you're like
three tier.
At one point, you were like, you know what? Just don't even put the peanut butter in there. Just
I'm making my sandwiches, dude. My mom's not having time to make. She's a single mother. She's not making me lunch.
My mom made my shit. I had to cook
for the time I was like 12.
Yeah.
So I'm making sandwiches. So she just let me go free reign.
So you're just doing all the fluff?
At a certain point, if I didn't wake up, I didn't want to wake up and make a thing. So like sometimes I'd be like, yeah, yeah, it's just three-tier fluff and utter sandwiches. I'm talking fluff PB and like
so much sugar.
Peanut butter.
On Wonder Bread, which is just sugar.
Peanut butter and fluff. Yeah. Oh, my God. Triple-decker fluff and utter?
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I make, to this day, triple-decker PB&Js myself when I'm high.
I don't fuck with that. I try to do healthy stuff. I try to do. So what it is, it's like a desperate trying to keep it together housewife. I just have like the rice puff, the little circle rice puffs.
Oh, stop it.
And I do peanut butter over top of that, typically a natural peanut
butter. That's poor food also.
And I eat it over top of the sink so that I know I'm fat. I know I'm just, and again, I'll still eat like three of them. It's just like defeats the purpose entirely. Just defeats the purpose entirely. Like right before bed.
Yeah, dude, I'll get high and I'll just be like, I want something, because I'm the same, I'm like, I want something sweet, but like I won't eat chocolate. Because I'm also trying to, you know, but I'm like, well, I'm not going to be a fucking loser either, prude. So I'll get some bread. I'll toast that shit up in the air fryer. I throw it in the air fryer. All three pieces of bread in the air fryer.
People are getting lazy with the air fryer. It's getting a little out of control.
I don't have a toaster or a toaster oven. I'll have an air fryer.
Have a toaster oven. Okay, wow.
No, I just have an air fryer and an oven.
That would be crazy.
I have both. So
heating up a pan on the stove would be nuts for you.
Air fryer it is. Well, I have an electric stovetop.
Isn't it loud, though? Well, you have an electric stovetop. It's great. It's quiet. Yeah.
Air fryer's not really loud.
Sorry, the last air fryer we had, they're getting better where they're even getting quieter. But the last one we had, if you were in the middle of the night, ours was kind of like, it was a bigger one. And they tend to be, in the middle of the night, I'm saying everyone's sleeping.
Yeah.
You hear the air fryer go on, and you're definitely catching it before the fucking alarm goes off, obviously, because that thing goes off. It's loud.
Oh, even the alarm's kind of low. And I do it all the time when Steph's asleep. Yeah, I'm constantly doing it.
That's good. Okay, so you can keep this very quiet and throw and do everything you need to do.
So I do that. I get a little, again, depending on whatever jelly. I'll use two jellies because there's three pieces of bread.
You're an adult. You get to do whatever you
want. Whatever I want. It's so good. And then I fucking cut it down diagonally, a nice fucking thick. A nice thing, and I throw honey in there, peanut butter, some honey. Oh, it's so good.
Nice. That's a lot. That's sugar on sugar. You gotta be
I don't give a fuck.
Sugar for you apparently just doesn't have a reason. Yeah, but it's. Here's the thing, though. I have never been able to do this. To this day, I cannot justify this. I see it as high decadence, and I cannot justify it.
Okay.
I will not cut off the crusts.
I don't either.
And it's not even like I particularly like the crusts. It's not like something. I mean, if every sandwich, if I had bread, if they could do it. Post if they could get me just the bread with the crust off of it somehow, and that and I didn't feel bad. And it wasn't more expensive. I would get that because I feel like that is the sandwich I want to have. Mm. But my poor upper, like my poor, just like hey, watch your money. Like don't be an idiot. Don't spend on lavish things. Like that in my brain will not allow me to cut off. It's like, you eat the fucking bread. You eat all of the bread.
Eat all the bread.
You're not rich. You're not someone famous. You're not like you know this.
Who do you think you are?
People
are you better than me?
I've got exactly. I say that to myself. Like I say that, which makes no sense. I'm talking to myself about a sandwich that I made. It's like you think you're better than him? You think you're better than him? The guy with no crust. You think you're better than him. Okay, that makes zero sense, but that's how I feel. The shame is getting bad, I would say. And my overall shame. Oh, we gotta do plugs.
We gotta do plugs.
Yeah. Do pluggies. Plugs.
Plugs for the plugs. Oh, I gotta make sure my fucking it is. Okay. Good. Good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line. Prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
because then it was gonna cancel it.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Where is my phone? Guys, go follow me on my old Twitter account, at Adam Nutter. It is back and better than ever. I am not getting banned, so check me out there. Go to Instagram go to my Twitter, because I need everybody to... Actually, you know what? I'll bring up on this fucking podcast after. I have a crazy argument I have to settle with Steph. It's insane. So we'll talk about this after the plugs. But go Twitter, at Adam Nutter. Instagram, at Adam Nutter. TikTok, at Adam Nutter Comedy. Go check those out. Of course, go check out my other podcast, The Porcupine. I got a new episode this week. Fuck. Go check that out. YouTube.com/Adam Nutter. It's always... What was the last one I did? Fuck. Oh, yeah. The Constitutionalist episode. Go check that one out. It was a good episode. All right. This week, busy week coming up. So, tomorrow night, I think I'm at the stand. So, check me out there. Then the 16th. Oh, shit. I mean, I'm sorry. Tonight, I'm at the stand. This is pre-recorded. Wednesday, tonight, I'm at the stand. Wednesday, the 16th. 15th. Coming out for that. The 16th, I'm at Camden Theater. Coming out to that in New Jersey. The 17th, Neil and I are both at the Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. So that is cool, coming out to that one. And then March 15th, March 3rd, Neil and I will also be up in Reading at the LPPA gig doing that. That's going to be fun. Then March 15th, Punchline for me coming out in Philly. That's going to be good. The end of March, I will be in Colorado. That's confirmed with Robbie Bernstein. And what's April 7th? Delaware LP Convention. Come on out to that. That is all of my stuff. And also, Neil, April 7th, Delaware Convention.
Sometimes I learn about them when you learn. I am neilwood.com. Go there. I'm Neil Wood for all my dates and details. Right now, you know, if you're hearing this, tomorrow night, all right, Thursday, come out to Punchline. If you're in the Philly area, come out to Punchline. If you're a friend of mine or a family member, they probably don't listen to this, but yeah, maybe shoot me a message. I have comps. If you want some comps, that's cool. You know, let me know. But you know, I only have so many. So hit me up. Once they're gone, they're gone. I already have a couple that are going. So hit me up if you want to do it. All my Hamilton crew and all that stuff. We've got some cool stuff coming up. And of course, yeah, Emmaus Theater. Check us out on Friday night at Emmaus. And then Saturday, I actually have a show, a sober show with Jesse Dram, which I think everyone can come. I don't think you can come to that because you have to be involved in the thing. So it's a private event. But anyway, it's going to be fun. If you come out to those and you listen to this and you know me, thanks for coming out. Those are fun shows. We always have a good time. Other than that, that's all I really want to plug right now. There's other dates going up IamNeilWood.com. But like right now, you know, really just keep it to those for this week. We got a lot coming up. We got three different shows. Myers Brewing Company, check it out. Of course, you know, we're back there at the end of January, at the end of February. And in March, you know, every second and fourth Friday. So come on out. We had a humble showing for the last one, I will say. Usually it's packed, but we had a humble showing. It makes sense, you know. Super Bowl's coming up. People are going to get drunk different days. You know, they're gearing up. It's so funny, Adam, how many people like that you talk to in Philly were like, no, not drinking tonight. Not drinking tonight. Dude.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Got to prepare. I know.
Drinking. Yeah. They're like, it's just, they become Buddhist monks. Up to it. I have to find my center. come out to the next one on the 24th. It's great lineups. We had fun. Great lineups. Of course, check out everything that Drop 10 has to offer. And check out this podcast on drop10.com. You can get some sweet merch and check out everything we have there. Drop10.com/store. Go there. You can check out our shirts, our hats, different colors, different designs. It's great, and it helps us out a bunch. You can buy Cult of Us stuff. You can buy a Drop 10 thing if you just want to help out the network as well. We are a DIY, fucking independent network, so it helps us out a bunch. And you check out the new podcasts that are on there, too, before I get off all the Drop 10 stuff. And then check out our new Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. All right, we're just doing $5.
That's no, well, what? Hold doing, on.
Well,
no,
we're
so.
Grandfathered in.
Hold on.
Is what we're doing?
No, it's confusing.
We should have talked about this before.
Yeah, it's confusing. But essentially, right now, because I got to figure it out a little more, it's going to just be like the $1 and $3 tiers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. And I'll. You can't like grandfather people into things.
Ah, that's a shame.
I know. So I unpublished the $5 tier. So people in the $5 tier still get it. but new people can't join that tier for now. So I'm going to have to rework this and figure out the best way to do it.
Yeah,
but right now, we might just go to a five. But right now, it's 1 and 3. By next episode, it might just be a five. But I'm just trying to figure it out. So we'll see what's best. But you get the episode early for both tiers. And the $3 tier, the big advantage is you get our Discord, which you get to watch all the UFC fights and movies with us, whatever we do on Discord, our Discord channel. Oh, so that's the rub there.
We still have to watch. Oh, my God. We got to get back to that. Don't forget. Listen, we are watching that goddamn vampire movie. With
Cage.
Before you die, we're watching that fucking movie because you are gonna love it so fucking much.
All right. Yeah.
That's on the fucking schedule. We're doing that and getting the Discord. I'm gonna bring fucking producer Evan in. I'm gonna get everyone in that fucking thing. I might bring in some comics. And we'll fucking watch it and just hang out in that Discord and just shoot the shit. But anyway, cool, awesome, nice. Check out the Patreon. Yeah, you get all the good stuff in there. Us on the road. Audio and video stuff. So whatever you like to do, whether you like to listen or watch, whatever you like, you can listen or watch us, butt fuck us, who cares, have some fun with it. There you go, some plugs. I think we got new rooms, we got new stuff coming up, we got all kinds of shit going on. New
busy boys,
new podcasts are we're doing well. We got to get some travel in this year.
Yeah, I know,
god damn. Anyway. But, before we move on, I would say, did you notice the Jesus commercials? Because I know you want to talk about the argument with you and Steph and stuff like that, which I totally get. I'm excited to see what you have.
I didn't really know.
You didn't see, there was multiple of them. They're trying to rebrand Jesus. They're literally really, I'm no joke, they're trying to rebrand Jesus Christ.
Is that what they were doing?
They go, Jesus, like it's about us. And they highlight the U.S. at the end, and they're trying to rebrand. And let's be honest, as a leader, a prophet ourselves, you know, in a lot of ways, they are trying to rebrand him. And I'm kind of taking it bad. I got to be honest with you. I'm not taking it good. Adam.
Personal issue.
Yeah, I think I'm sort of, I don't know. I would say maybe vehemently against it.
Okay.
And upset that they even are attempting to do this. I'm wondering which brand of Jesus they're trying to do it. That they there was multiple. I'm talking maybe. I think I saw four or five of those damn things, man.
I want to see a biker Jesus.
Yeah, biker Jesus. Oh yeah, which Jesus cool. You think there'd be? Let's
fucking with the shotgun, like taking out demons and shit.
Yeah.
He's like a Constantine, but like cooler.
Yeah, I'm picturing a crossover of, like T2. You know what I mean? Arnold Schwarzenegger, but like fused with Keanu Reeves
and Constantine. Constantine. You need Constantine and T2. That's what you need.
Yeah. That's what I want. If you're gonna rebrand Jesus Cristo, you know what I mean? I want that. That's what I want.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed, white Jesus, though, obviously.
Nah, that kind of. I like a little Regis Elba in there. Like,
let's make him something like Papua New Guinean or something. Like this like one that no one ever says, you know?
Yeah, Papua New Guineans don't get anything.
Yeah. Let's go with that one.
I'm pretty sure it's not Papua New Guinea anymore. But
I don't know.
I like it. No, they need something.
You know what? Yeah, it is. What are they going to do about it?
You know,
tell me no? I don't give a fuck.
You would talk if you found out that Jesus is like Australian.
Oh, I would hate
it. Wouldn't that suck?
Yeah, because you know why? Australians are. I don't like their attitude.
It's the same thing with the actors. Like, you find out you're just like, oh, shit, that actor's British.
You
play all American parts.
Right, yeah. Like, no, it is. It's like you guys were penal colony. I don't like your attitude. Shut up. Know where you came from,
I actually resonate with that. I come from trash, and it feels like that's an island of...
It is an island of trash. I should also resonate with that.
Yeah. It's one of those things. You know, the ratio of IQ versus Staten Island and Australia... I don't know. I mean, I feel like you guys have similar histories.
it's like if Staten Island and Australians meet in the wild, they're like, oi, we're like, oh.
Yeah, Staten Island was a prison, like colony. Like, you forget that it was. I remember early reports. This was in a podcast I was listening to. It was about Albert Fish. And because Albert Fish,
we were Brooklyn's Alcatraz.
You were fucking basically Brooklyn's like Alcatraz. Dude. They were like, and the article is like Staten Island filled with degenerates, low IQ, low, like just hitting them.
Brim with the mentally ill.
Brim with the mentally ill. the perverts of all types, homosexuals. Like, they were no joke. They were branding Staten Island as just like, this is
damn
where,
it. You know, wow, we did have Willowbrook forever.
You get kicked off the fucking main island, and get over to the sealed stat.
Fuck.
Over there, man. Yeah, yeah. You guys are similar. You're partially sort of Australian.
God damn it. That's why, I hate myself. That's why I hate Australia so much. I think it's because I fucking...
No, you have to love Australia now.
I know, but you hate what you are.
Yeah, that is true. You do hate who you are. Yeah, you hate it. It's just, that's why you hated Australia. You said that before.
That's what I'm saying.
They probably heard that. I was like, it's because you are one of us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's one of us.
Yeah. He's one of us.
He's
one
of us.
Yeah. You can hear that. Yeah, what's your IQ? 84?
Yeah. A little high for us.
Come on. Yeah, you're one of us. Don't even worry about it. Come on. All you do is smoke weed all day. You just smoke weed all day and you're like the beach, right? Come on.
You like the beach.
You'll love it. You fucking love it.
Get some fossils in you.
What's up?
Get some fossils in you.
Oh, they hate fossils.
I know.
They
I know.
Hate it.
I know.
It's not so. Yeah. How dare you? Dude, we're never going to be able to travel the way you feel about different places.
I know. We can't leave America. Well, you know what? I'm good.
We go to New Hampshire because it's all libertarian.
And yeah, but like, half of them hate me too.
Yeah, it's a problem. Can't go anywhere with you.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say I can go places, but Adam cannot go places. Unfortunately. I don't mind. But what was the discussion? What happened on Twitter that you were having this problem?
So I'm going to show this to you. I'm not even going to preface it with anything. Right? Okay. So here. Here. Here's me. Here's my account. Okay. See what it says?
I saw something. Okay, yeah. Okay.
It said, I'm in an argument. What color is this? I don't want to lead anybody. Okay?
Right.
Now, I know this is visual, but we'll explain it in a minute. Yes. I just need you right now. Give me your answer.
Okay.
What color is that?
I would say this is because of the combination of what it is. I would say it's a gray.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we're not crazy.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What color do you think Steph's of that is?
Black? I don't know what color. Hold
black,
on,
you
yeah,
naive
I
idiot.
Such a
black, you think she was reasonable and said black?
She
said purple.
Okay, so your wife's mentally ill.
She said purple.
Okay,
so we were donating clothes. We had like one bag. We were both throwing clothes into.
Because people are just listening to this. So listen, it's one of those textured coats, pants, or it might be pants. It's one of those like bespeckled kind of black.
Yeah,
white,
it's like two colors textured, making up one pattern kind of.
If you
almost
took like a canvas, like if it's canvas kind of, thing, it's soft. But if you took canvas, but like it's bespeckled so that it's white and black, and they're kind of mesh and threaded. So, but overall, I would say it's a type of gray. You know, but it's more of a texture that you would see on a coat or something to give your people at home. Sorry.
Agreed.
Go ahead.
No, that's correct. We had a pile of clothes we were donating. I was throwing a bunch of t-shirts and stuff. She's throwing her clothes. It's by my feet. She goes, can you throw me that purple hoodie or sweat, whatever. I went, okay, yeah, cool.
Right.
Which one?
Yeah,
that one right
around.
There.
What are you talking about? Which purple? You're saying purple?
I'm like, you're saying purple, right? I'm like, I don't see a purple thing. She's like, it's right there.
Yeah, great.
And I'm like, right where? Now it's like that thing, like now we're just yelling at each other over, you know, like, she's like, by your feet. And I went, this isn't purple. She's like, yeah, it is. It's like purple. I went, no, it's not. I can't let this go. No, it's not. I stopped
YouTube
right there, took that picture and put it on Twitter. Because I was like, I can't. And can I just show you the comments?
Right. Okay.
Gray, by the way, is my buddy Jacob. Well, you know Jacob. Gray with hints of violet? No, it's not. Idiot. It's just fucking gray.
Yeah,
shit is gray. If someone says it's purple, they need an involuntary psych hold. it's Delvin's calling me a white man. it's a gray, but I'm colorblind. Once it has no color, looks gray to me. Tweed, I think. Couch color.
Right. Yeah,
he said purple because he's fucking with me. Gray, bro, it's gray. Gray. Anyone says different, they have too much time for pointlessness.
He's being
a dick too. He said pink. Looks gray on my screen, but who knows what this guy says, white and gold. Slate, that's very clearly gray. You get a like, Mike. Gray, but I'm also colorblind. Gray, I'm liking all these grays now. Gray, slate, gray. Right? This isn't me.
No, I got you.
Like all
you. It's so many of them. Yeah, go to his Twitter or jump on YouTube. You can see the picture of it. But yeah, go to Adam Nutter on Twitter. it's one of those things where if it was, if there's a mauve or something in there, I'm an artist. you know, I do that. No, but I'm colorblind.
Although this bitch said brown. It's like, well, you guys can't fucking see color.
I
mean,
I get the whole spectrum, but like, dude, it's just not, you would not say purple out of the gate. And maybe there's something, some color correction that's happening and thing, but like, it's fucking, it's a texture first, and that's how it goes. And these fights, all they do is serve to divide us. That's all they serve to do, is divide these wives and these husbands and these partners. That's all it serves to do, is when you have this, someone's like denying your reality. And they're like, you're fucking nuts. You're fucking nuts if you think this is gray, you fucking psycho.
Yeah, I'm like, am I being gaslit into purple right now?
Yeah. Like, it's an amalgamation of basically what seems to be white and a dark color, I will say.
Yeah.
And in this picture, it's looking gray, baby girl. That's what that looks like. And that's okay.
I wish it was up here. It's not. I was gonna be like, yeah, look at this.
Yeah. So I imagine you handled it calmly, and you know, you of course,
totally.
You know, yeah.
Totally.
So
yeah.
You're sleeping on the couch now?
Yep. So my neck hurts. Good. I also got him, by the way, got a massage yesterday.
Oh my gosh, good for you.
First time in my life I got a proper massage. Can I be honest with you? Didn't care for it.
Didn't like it. Wait, is this from a professional or is
yeah,
this from
I went to hand stone massage. In Newtown.
Okay, I was thinking about getting one for my mom. Yeah.
I expected it to be...
But I want to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mom, don't make this weird.
No. Just
I need you to flip around for me.
let me just oil up my mom here. Mom, what are we doing here? Come on. What are you doing with these pants on? Sorry, I'm shaking myself. Everyone at home, let you know, I don't know why I did that. But anyway, no, I was thinking
something more comfortable, Mom.
Yeah, come on, Mom. Listen, I got a beautiful silk robe for
I'm
you.
I'm gonna put my hands.
She's like, it's gray. You're colorblind. I'd be like, oh, fair enough. But no, I got you. Good. So you didn't care for it.
I was
what
expecting
like? What
it to just be like a nice like relaxing shoulder rub, and she was just like elbow dropping me, dude.
Yeah, well, because they gotta really break it up. They gotta break it up in there. It's like an iceberg back there. Dude.
Yeah. So also, I was very awkward in the room. I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
so
really?
Like, I never got a massage before. So I go in there and she's like, okay. So she's like, just you know, like take off your hoodie and stuff. And then she's like, I'll come back in. So I was like, well, yeah, I can obviously take off my hoodie. So she like. There's a table there, and she like kind of half rolls back the blanket, and I'm like, "Well, I don't need to get naked like for this.
Right.
It's just I just need my shoulder, my neck done. That's all I need." So I just take off my hoodie, and I have like my socks, my shorts. I'm like, "This fucking shirt on, like this long sleeve shirt on." I just lay down, and she walks in. She's like, "No," I was like, "Oh." What? And she's like, take off all your clothes except your underwear and lay under the blanket. And I was like, oh. I was like, well, I don't have underwear on. This is just, I'm wearing this shorts. And she's like, well, just leave that on then. I was like, okay. I was like so panicky. I was like a lost boy. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't wear underwear. So.
Yeah. So.
And I feel like that's such a bold trap. I mean, whatever. I think I now at this point in my life, I would just be like, well. You know, this is going to happen. So just get in there under the thing. And when she rolls in, she's like, one of these guys. I'm like, well, no, I think, you know, on the day I would wear some sort. I got a couple of pairs rattling around in the old.
Well, because these shorts I wear, like, have the liner belt in. And I was sure. Like, just wear that. I don't fucking do anything. Yeah. So, you know, bummer. But so yeah. I'm like, all right. So I take all my shit off and I'm like, I lay in it. And then she, you know, hot towel on that felt good. The lotion. I was like, all right. And then just like. All right, you ready to feel pain for 50 minutes? And I was like, none of it felt good. It just hurt.
Yeah.
She was like punching my hip bone, yeah. Like at one point almost. She just like,
yeah, it's not what you think.
And
it's
I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm like, this is not fun.
People got to break up those muscles, dude. It's tough. You know, you got to stop being a little baby. But if you want a very relaxed, I think they offer stuff like that. But like they're trying to break up muscles.
Yeah, I probably needed like, what she did though, because as soon as she touched my shoulder, she was like, "What's wrong?" Like that was like her first reaction. She's like, "What's happening all of here?" I'm like, "I don't know, life," and I just never got a massage. So years of stress, probably, and injuries. I'm gonna go with that. But then, like, she found that one spot in my over here that I always bitch about, and she just fucking went to town on that, and that didn't feel good at all. But it did feel good afterward. I felt more,
feel better.
But I mean, the process, I was like, how do people like find who gets hard during this?
Yeah, no, I know. Massage, it's, you know, you have people that study massage therapy, and then the crossover is like physical therapy. So sometimes physical therapists will like kind of get in there, you know, they'll put some stuff on it, you know, put TENS unit on it, put Icy Hot on it, you know, they'll if you're in, you got to do it, they'll like fucking work in the muscle, just get it, and then you'll do some physical therapy stuff. But like massage therapist kind of stuff, they're just doing all the like, I'm gonna break you up. I'm gonna get
straight
all loosey goosey, dude.
It hurts so much.
Your back's gonna feel like jelly after this.
But you know? I did feel like looser, and like also like because of my neck injury, like it did make my headaches like not happen last night.
That makes sense.
So,
you're becoming a little bit of a fucking kind of an English bulldog. You know what I mean? You're a lot of fucking maintenance.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not really a lot of bang. I gotta say, not a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to just humanity.
I know, like, I'm not worth all the I'm not worth all the upkeep.
Yeah, man, it's you're like, you know, you're like a shitty car at the present moment. It's a lot of money going out the door,
dude. I have to go to Staten Island tomorrow to go to a neurologist, and even myself, I was like, well, who gives a fuck? It's like, what am I going for?
What
do I do with this board? Just fucking die in my house. Let me just die alone. This was common.
It's all good.
I'm going to drop dead one day.
No. You should get more of it. But you got the money? Fucking do the massages. Do them. I would do it if I had
the thing, too. It's fucking expensive, dude.
Once a month? Oh, yeah.
I guess once. But, like, I think I need more. That's the problem.
You would need more. I'm saying you have the money where, like, you need, like, possibly twice a month. Maybe,
dude, that's like two something a month. That's 400 something a month, dude.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's a lot. Yeah, even for me, this would be like, it's probably not one of the massages, dude. That's crazy. I can't do
that. I'm not even doing triple decker PB&Js like you, dude. You know what I mean? I'm keeping it real humble down here. You know what I mean?
Well, I got to have a little high. I got to be better than you in a little way. So,
I'm making jelly and cream cheese sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I got.
In mushed white bread.
Yeah.
Wrapped in aluminum foil. That's warm.
I can't be affording all that nice stuff. I don't even have meat right now. I literally don't even have. Oh man, I'm so hungry now. Now we're talking about too much sandwiches. All right. Well, this has been. I mean, I hope the best with the. I mean, did you? Yeah, it's people getting hard door massage. That's a sexual massage thing.
No, like because like it's funny because like my thought like when you first lay down like the table's warm. It's like a warming table, so like that feels nice. Good.
Hell yeah.
And then. Yeah, and then like the hot towel, and then my first thought was like, oh, I get why Brady jerks off to this. And then as soon as she started, I was like, oh, how does anybody do this? I was like, how could you kick? It's like, I almost wanted to be like, do I have to like grapple you, bitch? Like get her in a fucking triangle choke and be like, defend myself. I'm like, I pull her in guard. She's like, she's winning the grappling right now. She has my back. She might go for a rear naked choke.
I don't know. That's great. It's cool. Yeah, I mean, sensual, I don't know where you go. Not sensual. There's another thing. Like, hey, I'm surprised they don't give you options. I think they just knew what you needed. You're like, you need fucking massage therapy. You need like a therapy action to this.
Well, no, because they did say.
Like, spa days, I don't think they're as rough, right?
Probably not.
Like a spa situation where you get like a lower, loosened, you know. Like,
So they did ask me, they're like you want like a extreme deep tissue? And I was like, no.
Right.
I was like, no, but I'm like, I don't want the softs either because I do have like some definite. So they're like, all right. So that's middle. What the fuck is deep tissue? Like, just a gun? They just shoot you in the back? They're like, that penetrated all your muscles. So lay here. Bleed this out.
Yeah, they bring in like the jackhammer version of a massager and just like fucking go to work on your back. Just a small lady just standing over top. I've seen the table, like the ones where like they get up and they just walk on your back. And all that stuff. Did you just have all hand stuff? This is elbow?
Yeah, I had this Lithuanian chick who, very strong accent. So she was talking to me too. And I was like, trying to decipher. So I had to try to decipher what she was saying through, like every time she would run her elbow through me. So I was like trying to focus on not making noises and breathe, and also hear what she said. At one point, she was talking about like the Eagles in the game, and I was just like, "Lady, I don't care. Whatever you're saying right now, you gotta stop talking to me. I cannot focus on this."
No, we'd love it. Like you're just like,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, she's like, breathe. I'm like, I can't.
You love it. Yeah. Like, oh, you're so manly with all the shaved hair.
I was thinking, I have to be the smoothest motherfucker you've rubbed all day.
She must not get that a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what? You're welcome, lady.
I mean, out of the things that she has to deal with, I imagine she wears gloves. Okay.
I think that's
the
terms of
the shit she has to deal with. Yeah, I'm sure the uncles, the fucking Polish uncles coming in with like back hair, shoulder hair that she's just like netting her nans through,
right.
You know, netting her hands
with the lotion and oils through that hair.
I know some women find it attractive. The
well,
hair
trash.
Thing.
Gross.
But
all I'm saying is you've had worse clients than 165-pound thin, fucking smooth, backed and armed man, okay?
Hey, you came in here like a young teenage, like a little teenage seal.
Yeah. I mean, my chest is a little hairy right now because I didn't buzz it, but summertime, it's gone. You know? So
I don't want to think about it. hate. No. Don't.
What?
Oh, I don't want to. Stop it. All right, let's wrap this up. I just stepped over my line now. I can't even think about it.
Hey, I haven't sent a sexy dick pic to you in a while. Or almost dick pic.
Let's not bring it up. I'm sorry that you remembered. This has been another day in the cult. See what you guys did? You just reminded him, and now I'm going to get one.
Yeah,
I'm
you
upset
are.
About it.
Hey, I'm going to go to the gym later and take one after the gym. I'm going to take a fresh pump one for you. Fresh pump dick root pic.
Yeah, send it over. I love it.
Maybe
it
with
so
the sexy,
much.
Like the one of these?
You won't do it. Send it to me from the gym.
Oh, not from the gym.
From
how can I do that
gym.
From the gym?
Send it in the gym mirror. I need you to send that to me.
A dick root picture in the gym?
I need a dick root picture real quick. Honestly, dude, I need that right now, dude. That you want to start up in this game? Let's get at it. You need to be doing exhibition
Don't tempt me.
stuff. I need exhibition stuff, all right? That's what I'm saying. We're true
right.
friends. You're one of
all
my
right.
friends.
All right.
I need dick root exhibition shit.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, let's see if he delivers. Another day in the cult, people. I've been Neil Wood. That's been Adam Nutter. We'll see you next time. Just been, oh, man, this sucks.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line. Prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.